Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With you another hour on this Friday. We'll get to lightning bets later on, figure out our contest plays as a show. We will get to the room as well, find out where the room is at heading into the weekend of college football and NFL action. But right now, let's bring in Tommy Lorenzo at Sportsbook Tom over on X. He has the Cover the Weekend Sports Betting Podcast, latest episode. Saw that released yesterday, so make sure you check that out. Tommy, not sure if you're aware, but you are part of one of my favorite parts every week, the open for our Survivor segment that we do on Thursday. It's you talking about how it's the beer bong of all the contests, and I know you have a lot of experience with all the contests out there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, definitely is. You know, that Survivor, man, I know a lot of people love it, man. That for me is just gut wrenching every week to be part of Survivor. I like the contest a little more. It gives you time to, you know, pick several games and go that route with it. But you know, the NFL hasn't been too terrible this year. There haven't been a lot of bombs there, but you know, it's coming. You know that there's going to be that week where, you know, a lot of people get wiped out. So it's fun to see. And you know, NFL is just crazy. So, Survivor's fun, but I'm more of the contest type thing with the week to week stuff.
We have to start with your ball cap that you got on the show right now, the Dodgers cap. I know you have them hooked with a bunch of things. You've been betting Dodgers like for months, and I think you started that process before the season and maybe added more during the season. How you feeling about getting there against Toronto?
You know, you got to feel good if you're a Dodger fan with the pitching rotation, the way the bats are, you know, looking like they're waking up and they're in full playoff mode now. You know, a lot of people were, I don't know if panicking, but, you know, a little nervous during the season. You know, there were some lulls in there. They weren't the number one seed, didn't get anywhere close to their season win total, things of that nature. But, you know, that pitching rotation, it goes four deep and all four of those guys can be an ace on pretty much 90% of MLB team. So, you know, you got to be good. You got to be looking good if you're a Dodger fan. But the Blue Jays are good. And, you know, as a very young teen back in 88, I remember Canseco, McGuire, and that bunch. They were a juggernaut, and the scrappy 88 Dodgers beat them in six. So this is going to be a good series. The Blue Jays are tough. They hit very well, but I think the difference is going to be the pitching.
Yeah, probably right there. We've seen it play out already, right? Like the concern coming into the playoffs. Well, yeah, the Dodgers are awesome, but they don't have a bullpen. And then what we've seen from the starting pitching is, okay, all right, let's push them a little bit. We don't even have to go to the bullpen because that's how right. Elite these arms are right now. And so that's what we've seen so far. Can't wait to see what happens tonight. Before we get to MVP, I know you've got a play there. Do you have an angle or a thought? I know you're big Dodgers, same here as far as the futures go, but as far as tonight's matchup, is this the best chance for the Jays to jump out in front in the series? Like after Dodgers sitting so long, how do you view this matchup?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot's being talked about the break that the Dodgers have. Will they be ready to go? Are they going to be a little rusty? I think they'll be just fine. I think the key is game two, really. I think Blake Snell tonight's going to go out, be dominant. You know, Blue Jays hitters have struggled mightily against lefties. As good as they've been, they've not faced a lot of lefties over the last 30 days. They've been hammering the right-handed pitchers. So I think the key is zeroing in on tonight, I'm on the Dodgers run line. Blake Snell over his K prop. I think the Dodgers take care of business tonight. Excuse me. The game two is going to be the key because I don't think Yamamoto matches up well with these Blue Jays hitters. That's the game that concerns me. I think the Dodgers go in there, get this one. But then game two is going to be, I don't know if pivotal is a word, but it's going to be the opportunity, I think, for the Blue Jays, to hit Yamamoto. You know, Yamamoto keeps the ball down against undisciplined guys, you know, tears them apart. But against these Blue Jays hitters, I think Yamamoto is going to have a little bit of a rough go, perhaps.
Let's go to college football. I love this. This is so you. When it's a good story, it doesn't mean it's a good bet. You're taking out Vandy this weekend. Why?
Going against Vandy, Pavia, and the good story. Look, I love Vandy. I love what they're doing. They're fun to watch. They've become a public team, though. They are the public team now. And, you know, as we talked about, Sammy, they're getting 80% of the money in this game. And that line against Missouri is their opponent is just stuck at 2.5. There may be a rogue 3 out there. But the sportsbooks aren't moving it. They're happy to keep that line at 2.5 and keep that Vandy money coming in. Look, Missouri's defense is legit, and this is the best I know Vandy's faced a couple of toughies already. This is the absolute best defense that Vandy has faced or will face this season. Now, I know Missouri offensively maybe isn't that explosive, but I just think that defense is going to go in there and keep them in this game. And if I can get 2.5, I'm still waiting for that 3 to pop up. I like Mizzou here as, you know, Vandy, like I said, is the public favorite right now.
Let's talk about that exact same number. BYU, a short road favorite at Iowa State. What do you think?
Well, everything is lining up for Iowa State, right? Coming off 2 losses, they get the bye week. They have a talented offense, great quarterback. Rocco Beck is a very good quarterback. But in this case, I think BYU is getting disrespected. Yes, they're coming off that emotional game versus Utah. There's just a lot of narratives here that say, yeah, Iowa State's in a position to win. But again, I go back to defense, and Iowa State has no defense. Their defense is atrocious. BYU is well-coached, disciplined, and BYU's defense. They're fantastic against the pass, and that's Rocco Beck, Iowa State's strength there. So I think BYU is going to win outright. They're going to go in there and win. There's going to be a time to fade BYU. They got a couple of toughies coming up here after this game, but I think they go into Iowa State and get the win.
What about the status of Devin Dampier? How much would that change for you at Utah? So as we know, he's questionable. And Whittingham, I don't trust to begin with because we did this song and dance last 2 years with Cam Rising. They're saying he's questionable. He definitely got hurt in the last game. They taped the ankle up. They spatted it. They're a 13.5-point favorite. Any interest if he's in? Any interest if he's out in this game at all?
None. And because like you said, you know, Kyle Whittingham can use the excuse he's had quarterback issues, things like that. There's other teams that have had their quarterback go down and next guy comes in and they're still competitive. You know, Utah has not performed the way they should have. And, you know, with Dampier, very athletic, very good quarterback, but there's a difference in conferences. You know, when you're coming over to the Big 12, obviously he's seen the difference right away. So, no, I'm not touching Utah. I'll sit back and watch and see what happens. But, you know, Dampier had a lot of Heisman talk before the season. But this is, you know, this is becoming the recurring theme with Utah. And, you know, to lay 2 touchdowns, no thank you.
With Tommy Lorenzo here on Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Another play you have, college football. How about some Friday night action? We've got Virginia Tech laying 6 at most spots to Cal tonight. What's the angle?
Yeah, Virginia Tech getting all the money. That seems to be the theme this week to kind of take a stance against the teams getting all the money here. This line has moved to 6, and to me, I'm not going to lay 6 with a team like Virginia Tech. They got a little bit of a bump when they made the coaching change, but this is still not a good team, still not a good defense. Offensively, they're challenged. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm assuming tonight's going to be the Enter Sandman night since it's nationally televised Friday night. So that'll be fun for Virginia Tech. Maybe they beat Cal. You know, Cal's been a little inconsistent. But with their rookie quarterback, I like what they're doing. They're getting a little more conservative in their offense because as long as they don't turn the ball over, and Virginia Tech, their defensive backs are bad. They have one of the lowest interception rates on defense in all of college football. They're almost dead last. So as long as Cal doesn't turn the ball over tonight, the game will be close. Virginia Tech might squeak it out, but 6 points is too much. I like the underdog in this one.
I know there's another game that is sort of off the path that you're going to like that we would never even think about. And when you do Cover the Weekend, I always see your recaps on social, and it's like, of course Tommy was on that game, and of course it won. Is there a down-the-board game that you've circled for this week?
Yeah, New Mexico. If you want to talk about the obscure ones, you know, you got Utah State there, but New Mexico at home, Utah State, you know, Bronco Mendenhall, great job with that team. Great offense, absolutely no defense. And I think New Mexico at home will get the job done tonight. I like New Mexico's offense. They've played some tough teams already. You know, they went into UCLA. UCLA obviously was a different team then and spanked them at the Rose Bowl. I just think New Mexico is being overlooked a little bit. You know, when you see -3, a lot of people are going to gravitate to Utah State. But, man, their defense is awful. And on the road, their defense has been absolutely horrendous. If the game was in Utah, then I'd probably lay off, but I'll lay a few points and go against Bronco Mendenhall and Utah State tonight or tomorrow.
Tommy,
excuse me.
Sure. Before we jump over to the NFL, I did want to follow up on the World Series. You talked about just that matchup and what we think happens in Game 1 and Game 2, but let's talk MVP. I grabbed a couple of guys at triple digits on the Dodgers, hoping that we'd be in this position. What is your thought process when it comes to World Series MVP?
Well, World Series MVP, I think you've got to look for value. You know, Freddie Freeman was double digits last year. I didn't have him, unfortunately, but you know, it's a small window of games that you got to have a guy perform. Shohei obviously is a big favorite. I don't think you can, you know, go +160 on him. If you think the Dodgers are going to win the series, maybe that's an alternate bet instead of, you know, laying the minus money on the Dodgers to win the series. You go with that. But to me, I think Max Muncy offers the best value here. Anywhere from 25, 35 to 1. Hammers right-handed pitching, over a 900 OPS against righties. And if you look at what he's done against some of these Blue Jays pitchers, against Gossman, mm-hmm. 3 home runs, .333 average. Against Chris Bassett, although Bassett's kind of being used out of the bullpen, .364, 3 home runs. He's homered off of Scherzer as well. So I think if you're looking deep for someone that offers value, he's a little, you know, lower in the lineup, obviously. And that Blue Jays pen's not very good. So, you know, I think Muncy has a lot of value at that number. That's really the only one I made. I made a small play on Blake Snell as well. You know, he's going to get his 2 starts. And if he's lights out in both of those and there's not a hitter that really steps up, I think he's a candidate too. I've seen him anywhere from 15 to 20 to 1.
Joe's got Teoscar and Muncy at 100 to 1 a pop before the playoffs.
Oh, beautiful number. Beautiful number.
Beautiful. We talked about him on the show, and I'm like, that's a really good idea. And then I didn't do it. And Joe's just been watching them appreciate for weeks.
Numbers still good, though. I mean, you're still getting, you know, 20, 30 to 1 on those guys.
So. Muncy 35, Sam. Jump in. It's warm.
Yeah. I got to save my money, Joe.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's jump to the NFL. Tommy, where do you want to start? What has your attention for Sunday?
Well, I'm a big NFL teaser guy, you know, because I just immerse myself in college so much that when I get to the NFL, I try to, you know, get an angle or you know, get some value on the teaser side. You know, if Lamar goes, you know, the Ravens right now are about 6, 6.5. You know, teasing them down to a pick 'em, I think, works. You know, Chicago's defense is pretty bad. Chicago might make a game out of it. You know, putting any money on Baltimore nowadays is a tricky deal. But if Lamar's back and, you know, you'd hope Baltimore at home would take care of business on the tease. Also, hold your nose with this one. I like the Jets. And, again, I'll tease them up all the way into double digits as well. Again, it's a defensive play. The Bengals don't have a good defense. I think the Jets can stay in contact in that one. And then we'll see what happens in the KC-Washington game. I mean, that line has gotten pretty high there, and no respect for Mariota or the Commanders. You know, a lot of people are automatically saying KC's back to being one of the Super Bowl favorites and all that. I don't know yet. We're going to have to see. They've looked pretty good, but, you know, it's still, to me, the jury's out on KC. And to lay this many points, even, you know, without Washington starting quarterback in there, that's another teaser that I'll be looking at too. They're about 12.5 now, so getting that up to, 18.5, I think would work for me in a teaser combination. Those are the three teams I'm looking at in terms of, you know, doing a round robin teaser, three team, things like that.
You're a Giants guy. I know that because you went to party in New Orleans and they didn't have the frozen Irish coffees at the bar I sent you to. I felt really bad about that. The frozen Irish coffee machines, yeah, they were sold out. They were out of money because all you Giants fans drank them out. That said, I mean, your guys are a fun story. The Eagles in a teaser, considering they were 7-point favorites at New York, and now they're 7-point favorites at home against that same team, that number feels a little light. In a teaser, you can get it down to 1.
Certainly worth putting in a teaser leg there for sure. You know, the Giants are a great story, and there is hope for the future. But, you know, there's an old sports handicapper in Vegas. His name was Kelso Sturgeon, and this is going back to the 90s. He had a saying, good teams find ways to win, bad teams find ways to lose. And with all the talent the Giants have, and it's great, and they got good young players, they always find ways to lose still. That's been evident this season against the Cowboys, that game against the Saints that I intended, you know, multiple turnovers when they had a comfortable lead, and then last week against Denver. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles and probably will cover, but in a teaser leg, I think very strong.
Tommy Lorenzo, follow him on X at Sportsbook Tom. He's got the Cover the Weekend Sports Betting Podcast. Thank you, Tommy. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. We'll find out where the room is at next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go to the room. We'll find out where the room is at, college football, NFL, maybe MLB props for tonight. We'll see where the room is for this evening and this weekend. A lot going on there, but we have a few more NFL games that we have not covered yet in this show, so we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen, for this two-minute drill. Paul?
Hey, guys. Personally, I'm excited for the room this week. They never cease to impress or amaze. So we'll get
I know they're
shortly.
On Bama. I already know they're on
college
Bama.
Football. 0-5 last week.
They're
0-5.
0-5. That's right. And then 5-0 in the NFL somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Let's run through these last couple NFL games. We'll start with one of the best teams in football, Colts, laying 14 against the Titans. Anything on this one, Joe?
Monster number. Colts against Titans. Am I willing to back the Titans? No. They got no coach bump last week.
For a half.
Yeah. I can't get there. I can't. Did they say if Simmons is going to play or not? I mean, he's like their most impactful player, but I don't know that he's going to be out there. And guess what? Here's your Colts offensive line. Here's Quentin Nelson. Go see if you can win this matchup by yourself because you're the only player on defense. I want nothing to do with this game. We were talking about some of the touchdown props, Bijan ones, how expensive those are. Go take a look at the Jonathan Taylor props now. Taylor against this dead-ass team. They played for like a quarter under their new head coach against the Patriots last week, and then they decided to give up. So I don't want anything to do with this game. I'm not even laying the 14. Are you doing anything, Sam?
No, I'm surprised you didn't consider Colts for a survivor a little bit more. No?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm using them in the spots that I have not used Indy, for sure. It's okay. A great survivor spot. You have the biggest favorite on the board by margin, and then they're going against the worst team in the NFL, and the Colts do not have an easy schedule the rest of the way. So this is a perfect spot to use them if you have them available.
So in offense terms, they are first in sacks allowed, first in yards per play, first in points per game, first in points per drive. This is a layup against the Titans. It should be.
Mm-hmm. 47.5.
I don't see this touchdown. Oh, yeah. The
minus price, 250.
Keep going.
North of 3?
On Taylor?
No.
Oh, he's minus 400 to score.
Wow. Keep going.
Can we bet the no?
Don't do it.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind it. No? Don't do it?
Minus 500?
I got to look it up because I see the best prices. Green Book, 425. Blue Book, also 425. They don't list BetMGM, so I'm assuming that means they're even higher.
Wow.
Let me take one quick peek at the prop shop to score a touchdown.
No, they don't show it.
They don't.
They list the top three prices. So that means it's even higher.
Damn.
For so how much? What is it? It's got to be 450, right?
Here's the crazy number, though, Paul. To score two touchdowns, he's plus 125.
That's so dumb. Yeah. He's minus 400 at BetMGM, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, minus 400. I don't know why they don't have that listed. $4. He's that good? Whew, he's good.
He's got to score. But he's got to score.
Why do you need him on the field, though? That's my thing. He should play half the game, probably.
All right, moving on. Jets plus 6.5 at the Bengals. Finally, someone seeing the Jets late with me. Tommy Lorenzo. Total of 44.5. Sam, anything here?
It would be Jets or pass, but it's definitely a pass. I don't want to lose on this game. I could handle losses on some teams and some games, not on this one.
Yeah, I get it. I understand a lot of the people that I respect that are laying out the case for the Jets. Tommy, one of them. And Paul, you're there too?
Yeah.
On the Jets? Okay. I understand where they're coming from. Let's see what the offense can do. Like, you got to get to a certain point. What is the marker for Tyrod's offense to cover this number? You should be able to score. As bad as the Bengals defense is, I think with this number, people are going too far on Flacco. That was everything just lined up last week and the connection that he had with Chase. And now the market has caught up. Now you're not getting any sort of a bargain. They're not a big dog. They're a big favorite. They're almost laying a touchdown, and they can't stop a nosebleed. So what are we doing here? It's 6.5. I understand it, but I will not be lining up with my American dollars, the ones that I have left on the New York Jets.
That's fair. All right, one more game before we get to the room, which you might also see in the room, surprisingly to me. Bucks laying 4 at the Saints. Anything here?
As this number shrinks and shrinks and shrinks,
doing it
I'm
again.
I'm thinking we might have to do Bucks. No, other side. Were you thinking I was going to say Saints?
Well, I cheated on the test because I have information, so I will not be on the
Bucks. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Okay. I'm looking forward to that. We'll see what the injury report, the final injury report of the week is for the Bucs. It's going to be big. Like, this is just such a beat-up team. Evans makes his return last week, and now he's gone. Ibuka had a limited practice on Thursday. We'll see what happens. Godwin, he's not going to play. Bucky Irving, he's not going to play again. So it's like Baker alone. On Monday night, he had his struggles. That was his worst game of the year. So is he going to be able to bounce back, or are all the issues offensively, all the players that they're missing finally catching up to them? But if this number keeps dropping, it's going to be hard for me to pass and say I'm not interested in the Bucs at -3.5, -4.
Yeah. No thanks, Paul. Sorry. I know we've moved these games to the room for a reason. I have no interest here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even on the total, like nothing. I absolutely despise this game.
Yeah, I can't do it with the Saints again. Hit the bell. I don't care. Nope. All right. Gurch, it is time.
Where's the room?
So funny. What is it, Paul?
You know what has to end up on one of those the doors?
Huh?
That's
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Us logo.
Yes. Just our bodies piled behind the doors.
It just hit three me. Doors. Like, oh, three God, of us on the air right now. Yeah.
Oh, what
which door
image.
Am I? Which yeah. one has blood? Sand at Sam's door.
I'll be for sure. I'll be in the blood moon.
Nice.
Let's go.
All right, so some other people that'll be in the blood moon. Let's go to college football first. Most popular sides for the college football weekend at BetMGM. Sam, you nailed it. I forget when you first mentioned it, but you're all over it. Alabama laying 11.5 at South Carolina.
That's number one or number five?
Number five.
Okay. All right. Okay. Still makes me happy because the room is awful at college football. So I'm on South Carolina. Alabama has played Georgia, Vandy, Mizzou, and Tennessee in four straight weeks. All top 25 teams. Beat them all. Covered three. Pushed against Mizzou. Now you got to get up for South Carolina. I don't love the spot. And now, of course, the room is an Alabama fan after not being an Alabama fan for most of that winning streak. Remember, the room was on Georgia against Alabama. The room was on Vandy against Alabama. Now the room is on Alabama. The room is always late to the party, as we know.
Mm. I just realized that the room lost the top three props from last night's Thursday night game. Just unbelievable. Yes. Crazy. Yeah. Oh, man. Wentz over 11.5 rushing yards.
Zero rushing for yards? Zero.
Zero.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw that Wentz prop a couple places. All right, Texas A&M -2.5 at LSU. The room is going on the road this week, just as a heads up. So another road team, this a road favorite, Aggies -2.5 at LSU.
Good. Mm-hmm. I got LSU too, Joe.
Did was Tommy on LSU or is that something?
Tommy's on Mizzou.
Chuck?
Kelly likes LSU.
Okay. I mean, how many night games in LSU and SEC plays LSU catching points at home?
I saw, like, the Bears on LSU, right?
Yes, Bears too. Yeah. Yep.
All right. This is great. The room is on UCLA +24.5 at Indiana.
I love Indiana. Love them. give me Hoosiers all day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gurch. I don't know what Gurch really wants. I feel like he enjoys them losing, but they don't lose. So he hasn't had much enjoyment of Indiana football this year. But, yeah, that's the play. Yeah, there's too much love on UCLA. And the run they've gone on, respected. Look at the teams they've beaten. Now you play a real team, Indiana.
All right. Number two most bet side at BetMGM for the college football weekend. They're going back to Ole Miss. +5.5 at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma here. Mateer should be as healthy as he's been post-injury. I hate the Ole Miss defense. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this. I was thinking that they might be a public dog. People love to bet on Lane Kiffin for some reason.
Yeah,
whether they win or lose, they're going to go back to that well. And then you look at Mateer. He hasn't been anything special coming back from the injury. Okay, you could see that coming. And you look at this number, 5.5. It looks big to people when you have questions about the quarterback play. So I'm not surprised that we've got a couple of honestly, if you're like, okay, there are going to be two public dogs in the room, which one will they be? I think these are two obvious guesses, Ole Miss and UCLA so far. Man, I'll be fading those for sure. All right, number one overall, Paul.
I have a guess who number one is. I don't know this, but I have a feeling because I can see it on Paul's face. It's Virginia, isn't it?
Ooh, close. Right letter.
Oh.
Wrong team.
Oh. Vandy?
Vandy. -2.5. Oh,
Vandy's dead. Vandy's dead for sure. Dead.
Obvious. Huge. Dead. Knife. Oh.
Wait, so no, don't bet on him for Heisman?
I wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
I thought for sure it was going to be Virginia because everybody's on Virginia too.
No, not I'm everybody. Happy to dodge that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're just North Carolina's off the radar. Like people just don't care. It's so bad. They kind of forgot about it. All right. But you can bet Virginia if you want. I will. I'll lay the 10.5.
Yeah.
I love this. All right. I love the two dogs. I love those two. That not number one, number two and number three stand out to me.
Mizzou and LSU?
No.
Oh, you're going against the two dogs. Going against the two dogs. Yes, I gotcha. Yes. Indiana Oklahoma.
Correct.
I'm on a bunch of dogs this week in college. I've got, let's see, of the ones that you gave out, I'm on South Carolina, LSU, Missouri, and Toledo. I found myself on a bunch of dogs this week.
All right. Let's squeeze in the NFL room real quick. I guess the room was influenced by the Giants' collapse. Fifth most bet side at BetMGM for the NFL weekend is Eagles, -7.5.
All right. Popular team.
Number four, not so surprising. Primetime. Tomlin has a dog. Still like it. Steelers +3.
I don't like that. Yeah. Okay.
I understand why. This one's interesting. I guess Niners as a dog. Niners +1.5.
Oh, Sammy.
Don't love that. Nope.
Oh, a couple dogs. Top two slots. What do we have?
This one I don't understand because no interest in the game. Bucks -4.
I'm out on that. That was a question mark. Saints. No.
I did Saints last week and no. I'm good.
No. Rattlers 4 turnovers pass.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready? Bears +6.5.
When you were that excited, I'm like, it's going Bears.
Yeah.
He fell off the chair.
Are you serious? Bears are the number one pick. Enjoy every second of that. I love the Ravens coming into the week. I like them today. Now I love them. Oh, come on. Stop. Enjoy that. Three dogs, Sam. Three dogs in the NFL, two dogs in college football in the room. I love this.
All they bet is favorites. All they bet is favorites, and now they're betting dogs.
Perfect. Beautiful. Lightning bets next. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning Bets coming your way. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a football Friday. We will be here Sunday morning as well. I've got BetMGM Game Day with Jason Lockenfor and Kate Constable. And then Sam's got You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff 2 hours right before the game gets going. All right, let's get to our contest plays. And you may have missed some important news about the show earlier on. If you did, go back on the Odyssey app and check out the Friday Feels segment. Check out the podcast. It's all segmented over there. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you are subscribed and check out the Friday Feels segment where you can get the details on the show's future. All right, let's get to our contest plays. We throw out plays that we like, and we see if we can come up with a consensus five that we are backing. Ravens minus 6.5, guys. Is there anybody that is against Ravens minus 6.5?
That was my first nomination.
Okay.
As the person currently in first place in the Chicago media contest, I approve.
I hope that Chicago really media contest takes the Bears.
Oh, wow.
Are you?
Yeah. Tied. Tied for first.
With? Snorling.
Snorling. Old Snorles.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah. Former Shea BetMGM Network alum.
Yes. He's with Catman. Oh, how the world works. Sam's guy, Cap, Shea, and Cap together in the morning. That's how it goes. He's in first. Where are you at, Sam?
I am in 15th.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
You and Joe.
I keep going 2 and 3. I keep going 2 and 3. It's been awesome.
I went 2 and 3. I'm in ninth place. I'm tied with Jim Miller.
Joe's a point and a half ahead of me, talking smack. Joe's like barely above me.
I'm below 500, talking smack. Where you at? Yeah, no, it's still all bunched up. I mean, you could win. You just got to get on a heater. You have a couple. Not yes, you winning. Can. You're back by 7. You could win. And we've got more than half the season left. Hmm. Anyways, better win. Especially now. One of the three of us, I hope.
One of us, I hope. Yeah.
Hey.
Survivor just became a little higher stakes, Joe.
Let's have a conversation about this donation at the end of the year. I think this should all go to the winner. What do you think?
I haven't even paid yet. I'm not paying.
Okay, MJ. Yeah.
Let me sign a couple basketballs. That'll please him.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we've got the Ravens. What else do we have, Sam?
I like the Commanders. I think that's way too many points. But I understand if people don't want to take the Commanders. What's the number in the contest? 12.5?
12.5. Yep.
I think it's a good
bet. Bad number.
Yeah.
Mariota? Are the Chiefs going to cover double-digit home favorites in back-to-back weeks? Historically, something that they have not done.
Guess who they play next? It.
What is it?
The Bills and Buffalo.
Bills. Yeah.
Okay.
Short week.
12.5. We will take the 12.5. That's Sam's play. How about you, Paul?
Browns plus 6. We got 6.5, but I think they're live in the game.
Damn, they gave us a bad number.
Yeah. Mm.
That's wish right. It was 7, but I'm not laying it with New England. Not in this spot. Could be wrong. But, yeah, you know, I agree with that on the Browns side. All right, what else we have? We've got – jeez, it's – I hated seeing the Steelers in the room. Hated it.
Who cares? You know they're going to win.
Eagles are 7.5. Yeah, you're right. Let's go Pittsburgh. It's not college football room stuff. I'm on Pittsburgh plus a field goal. Agree?
Sure.
Yep.
It's never the Packers.
I was gonna nominate either Buffalo or Philly. I think we're gonna probably lean toward Buffalo because we get a better number.
Are they both this? Oh,
7 Buffalo, on Buffalo, 7.5 Philly.
I like Philly more. What do you have a preference, Paul?
To be a tiebreaker, yeah, I was going to throw out the Jets. So,
No.
Okay. Overruled.
We know. Yeah. Hey, we know you're in first place, but no.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let the guys at the bottom tell you how this is going.
The guy's literally picking better than anybody in the contest. Nope.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's do it. I'm in. Now I'm in.
Really?
Yeah. Let's do. Why not? He's in first place.
Why not? Because it's the Jets. How many times
have you Browns money line?
Running circles.
Dude, are they that bad against the spread?
I don't have the Jets spread record memorized.
What was the game the other day that Paul refused to jump in on? But he was like, but I'll do...
Wentz, you fools.
Oh, it was Wentz. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
I did take Wentz, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The Jets are ATS. They are... Okay, 3-4. Got it. I just found it, too. Let's just do it, Jeff.
I'm fine. I'm actually fine with it. The Bengals should not be 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah,
when Paul goes 0-5, we'll dance on his grave.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. So we have three dogs, two favorites. That sounds about right. The favorites: Baltimore -6.5. No, I'm sorry, four dogs. Four dogs, one favorite. The only favorite: the Ravens. The dogs: Washington +12.5, Cleveland +6.5, Pittsburgh +3, and the Jets +6.5. So there you have it. All right, let's throw out some lightning bets. Sam, why don't we come up with the college list? What is your official list? I mean, we talked about some of it yesterday, some of it last segment, but let's get to a solid list here for college football this weekend.
Yeah, college has been fine for me this year. It's been the NFL. It's been just a nightmare. I just keep taking dogs that get cracked. Like last week, I went Eagles, then I took Saints, and the Saints turned it over four times. I just keep going either 500 or under 500 in the NFL. It's very frustrating. But in college, I went Toledo, South Carolina, LSU, Missouri. Four dogs, all four.
I like way too many favorites this weekend. This is... a little uncomfortable, but a lot of favorites I do like. I'll probably tell you on some of those dogs, but I do like Oklahoma and Indiana. We talked about it last segment. I was leaning that way, and then, yep, everybody's jumping. Not everybody, but a lot of people are jumping on those public dogs there, and you never want to be on those. And Virginia, yeah, I think they're going to smash North Carolina. That's going to continue. Add them to the list of teams that destroy the Tar Heels. Virginia -10.5. I think that's a good spot for them. And NFL, we talked about a lot of the sides that I like. Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Steelers. Ones that I could get there in contests are, I could get there with the Falcons. There's just so much give up. But with the NFL this week, it's just set up for so many teaser options. Like, there are so many that you could mix and match just with the way the numbers fell this week with all of these point spreads right around a touchdown. That's what I find to be very interesting. I'm backing off the Bucs after seeing how popular they are. Like, so the room is telling us the Bucs are really popular with the public, but the line keeps heading south. Okay? But I don't want to bet the Saints, so I'm just going to walk away. It's okay to do that with some games. That's what I'll be doing. World Series. Let's talk about it. Are we doing anything as far as the World Series? I've got Dodgers futures, World Series MVP futures, possibly adding. Anybody doing anything with Game 1 tonight?
No, but I added Muncy 35-1 MVP.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Show bet.
Same.
Bad number, but whatever.
Jake, did you do anything with Muncy or anybody else?
I mean, yeah, I have FOMO now, and you know, going to have to pay these bills somehow. So, yeah, I'm in on Muncy. I'll go show bet with you guys. I do have some stuff for tonight. I like Snell under 6.5 strikeouts. This Blue Jays team, it's not even about Snell. I think he'll pitch well. This Blue Jays team, they just don't strike out. Like, they'd rather be waterboarded than strike out. So, I think he can pitch well. I just don't think there's going to be a ton of strikeouts for him. As far as that goes. And I like Springer over 1.5 total bases, too. He's been awesome, and selfishly have him for World Series MVP if the Blue Jays are somehow able to pull this off. Don't think that's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, this is a Dodger show. How could it possibly go wrong? Can't wait.
We're 500 due on Muncie, Jake. Make you 17-5. That'd be nice.
Damn.
Be decent.
For a World Series MVP.
Are you holding Kike Hernandez?
Gotta save money.
We are holding Kike Hernandez 500-1 from like 3 weeks ago. So that would be pretty awesome.
Jake, how many World Series MVP bets do you have?
I have three Dodgers. I put in bets at 22-1. Kike, now Muncy, and then I just threw two Blue Jays in there at long prices as well. Springer 22 or 20 as well, and Varsho at 90, just to have some kind of Blue Jays coverage.
Coverage Varsho. Moon.
Coverage moon. Shove. Hover.
I'm hovering. Yeah, I was just gonna say I'm hovering. Hovering on Varsho. Quite the hover.
Love a hover. Anyway, what else is going on?
Nothing.
Tell me.
what are you doing this weekend, Jake?
Yeah.
In a surprise to nobody, I am once again dog sitting. Shocker.
Who's getting drunk? More drunk than they were during the week.
I am all in.
Please, Gurch, never again.
Please, never again.
Wow. Gersh just knifed us all.
Yeah. Friday feels we're putting all everything out there. And then Gersh is just like on the way out the door for the weekend. If he was in the building, I'd be very concerned if I was in the building. I'll just say that.
I might start drinking now after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God the music's here.
Yeah.
This could only go bad in the last 20 seconds of the week.
Yeah.
Right. Don't worry, I'll be here till 6 p.m. Central. Can't wait.
Enjoy that. Well, Stockholm, we got to be Syndrome here Sunday morning. Check it out. BetMGM Game Day.
See you guys tomorrow for Inside the Betting Lines.
That's right. Paul, what time, Paul?
11 Central, which is noon Eastern.
Right, I'm leaving. Stop.
Asking Paul to do time zone was crazy on the way out. We know that's not his strength.
Military time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.